Blog Talk Radio.
Understand how to access what the Creator has put on the planet, has given us.
knowing what our responsibility is to take care of what has been given us, how to show your gratitude, how to participate, observe, and enjoy all the beautiful things that the Creator has put on the planet for us to enjoy. So I'm going to delve right into that. But again, I want to welcome everybody. And as we always say, and just sorry, it's love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And that's one of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King talked about in his dream, wanting for everyone to be able to really, really, really benefit on the planet together, to be able to live in love, harmony, and respect of each other's ethnicities and cultures, skin colors, but we would really love and respect each other. And all of that goes with being able to be grateful and respecting the planet, respecting what the Creator has already given you. And you may be saying, well, I don't know. I mean, what is the Creator giving me? What do you mean he gave me everything? He didn't give me money for my light bill. I'm still waiting on that, still trying to get. Well, the truth of the matter is there's so many basic things that the Creator has already given you that we need to take the time to be thankful for what we already have. Breath, the breath of life. You may be thinking, well, I didn't even ask to come here. But you are here, and how do you make the best of that? People are here with all types of abilities and challenges. But how do you make the best out of what you have? Take the time to look around you. There's somebody around you who may be using a wheelchair, and somehow God gave them the ability to still move around in their wheelchair, whether they're using their arm, a remote control. They have that mobile ability. Even the person that's walking with the king that may be blind right now, somehow God has given them the ability to hear and feel and sense other things that enable them to get from point A to point B and know where they are and have an understanding of what it is that they're seeing without their eyes. The Creator has given us food. We're always thinking that we need food, but really the food is always there. It all depends on whether or not you take the time to have gratitude to realize that it is there. Access to something to drink in the form, I would prefer to say, of water, pure water. Having access to that. Then, of course, we want all these things to be healthy. We want to have good, clean air. We want to have our bodies be as healthy as we could possibly allow them to be and work for them to be. And, of course, we want to have healthy water and healthy environment and healthy mind. Being grateful. From the moment your eyes open up, I have been practicing when I wake up, making sure that I'm consciously aware. Not just doing it out of habit, not just getting out of bed, just saying, thank you, God, getting up, and not really being conscious that I thank the Creator for that, but being conscious of the fact that I'm saying, thank you. Thank you, Divine Oneness. Thank you, Father, Mother of Creation. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. And I will do this one thing. I do it every morning I wake up. I immediately look at the clock. Because for the longest time, I was waking up around 5:16 a.m. And my birthday is actually January the 6th, 1956. I use those numbers, the 5, the 1, 6, and all types of combinations. I'm thinking about just being aware of that having to do with my Earth Day, 1, 5, 6, okay? And so I look at the clock and I see, as I laugh, I notice that it's 5:16 a.m. Now, I've been getting up earlier than that. I'm getting up around 4:13. That's when my eyes actually wake up. That's when God actually wakes me up. And I am consciously aware of myself saying, thank you. Thank you. And moving my arms and putting my feet, the right foot down, the left foot down into my slippers, and usually running off to the restroom to take care of nature's needs. And then getting there and being thankful, too, because there are people on this line that can't take care of nature's needs in a normal fashion. There may be some type of something interfering with them being able to do that. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity. And then I take care of washing my hands, and I'm thankful for the clean water on my hands and a bar of soap. And then I proceed to go to the kitchen and I fix myself a cup of warm water, nice warm water with some apple cider vinegar and a little bit of honey. And I say thank you for the information, for the knowledge that you've sent through the ages, through my ancestors and through the native population here, Native American and African population, to even know about apple cider vinegar. Combine that with some honey to help get my circulation going and protect my veins and my body. Where did the apple cider come from? It's all part of nature. Where did the honey come from? Bees. Bees create honey. Okay, so as I said, God gives us everything. He gives us everything to take care of ourselves. And then I go off and I begin to do my reading from my augmented, you know, I've been reading that. So I began to read very positive things. Prior to doing my reading, I do make a habit of saying a specific prayer. And, of course, you may design the prayer that suits you based on your belief system. Just to give you an idea of one of my prayers that I use, I'm going to read that one to you now. I've changed the prayer around a little bit because I don't want it to just be words that I memorized, but I want them to have meaning. So I say, Our Father and Mother, which art anywhere you choose to be, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for giving me this day and my daily bread, and forgive me of my debts, and forgive my debtors. Forgive me for trespassing anyone, and please keep anyone from trespassing me, and to deliver me from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So I utilize some words and put them in an order that I feel empowers me and helps the Creator know where I'm coming from. But it's my way also of being grateful because I'm spending that entire morning saying thank you for this and thank you for that and acknowledging the fact that I am so, so very thankful. So let me get back to how to access what the Creator has given us. A few years ago, my husband and I were involved in a gardening project called the Garden Mosaics. We had our own garden, and then we got blessed through the University of Maryland gardening program to be able to expand on that. And what I discovered is that in everything you eat, there's usually a seed. I'm talking about your vegetables and your fruit, okay, your vegetables especially. There is a seed. And when you save those seeds, you now have access to multiply and reproduce what you just ate. So if you are like in my household, you like green peppers, well, you take the seeds from that and you can dry them and store them and then plant them and have wonderful, wonderful, delicious green peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, you name it, we find a way to grow it, especially my husband. All the beans, pinto beans, black-eyed peas, beets, you name it, he finds a way to plant it or re-root it. He'll use a root from the beet. So you, too, have access to these things, but you have to slow down, go into gratitude, think, do some research, listen to shows like this, or pick up books like my husband just picked up a couple of books at the library, Juicing, Fasting, and Detoxing for Life by Cherry Cobham, C-A-L-B-O-M. She's an MS. And learn these things. Go online. She probably has something online. Cherry Cobham, C-H-E-R-I-E, C-A-L-B-O-M. Okay, and you know, I always talk about Deepak Chopra. He's talking about how to grow younger, live longer, how to access what? Information, because God also has planted on the planet people with information. Deepak has information. So you have to access it, but you have to be consciously aware that you want to know the information. You have to desire it. And then want to practice, put things into practice. So that's very, very important. So we did this gardening project. We were already gardening in Baltimore City at the Rogner Heights Culture Center. Oh, that was a blast. I love that. It was like 50 children for our summer program and a beautiful woman named Mrs. Nevins and the people from University of Maryland and Cornell University who donated a lot of things for us. And it all came to life. Seeing God, what God has for us, being able to help children go out into an area of soil, probably something about, ooh, we had a lot of space for that garden. We had about, my goodness, I would say 20 feet by 20 feet, pretty good space. And we had one whole wall of eggplants. And as I told you, all the other things that we had, peppers, cucumbers, peppers from all over the world that were donated by University of Maryland, and the children planted them. And when I say children, I mean children. I'm talking five-year-olds and six and seven and eight and nine and ten, all the way up to the 16-year-olds who were our youth interns. And they experienced what it is to have gratitude, to have access, and to be involved in the process. And being involved in the process is how you show your responsibility, because they had to take care of their garden. They had to take care of getting the soil, you know, prepared. They had to, turn the soil to prepare it before the seeds were put in. And then they had to cover everything up, and they had to water it. And they had to go out and weed it. And once you do your watering and weeding process, it takes a life of its own. And then a few weeks later, they have tomatoes and they had cucumbers. They picked them, they held them in their arms, and then they ate them. But the point I'm showing you is that all these are things that were given to us free from the Creator, from God. And then man's interacting with man. The people from the University of Maryland, they donated things that we needed, the supplies that we needed, the people that we needed, maybe some experts who could tell us more about the whole gardening process. So I just wanted to share that one part with you. Again, he gives us everything we need. What you don't know, someone else knows. Someone taught me how to crochet, but I had to tell them what my different interests were. And someone showed me, because someone else has the information if you don't have the information. And we're so blessed to have the information age. You can Google almost anything you want. You can YouTube it, and you can find so much information, how to do this and how to do that. So you want to get up and you want to have your gratitude for being able to be up and alive. And then from there, any and everything else that is a part of your life, if you have a job, you have gratitude for that. If you're even more blessed to have been able to graduate from your job and have your own business, you're an entrepreneur, then you're grateful for that. If you're bringing in the kind of income that you your heart's desire and you're doing your passion, wow, that's a lot to be grateful for. If you're aware of what your passion and your talents are, that's a step in the right direction. Be grateful for that. And be grateful ahead of time that the Creator will allow you to be in a position where you can actually work in your passion. That information is out there on the Internet for you to be able to access. How do you put yourself in a position to work in your passion? Or you can stay in touch with us with the Home-Based Business 101 platform. And getting back in touch with myself or Baba Jahid or Miss Victoria Falk to find out, how do I access this here? How do I find it? If we don't know it, we're involved with enough other people who can help you live your passion and access those things that you're grateful for. So maybe you're just grateful for your beautiful family. That's a lot to be grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for the house you live in. Maybe it's small, it may not have everything, but it's warm, it's cozy, cool in the summertime. Maybe you never even thought about it. Here's a good time to just say thank you. And learn to be thankful for the little things, because that's what's going to get you the bigger things. And what I mean by that is where you're at, I used to live someplace that was small, and it seemed like I just couldn't keep things organized. And once I understood that I had to get things organized and keep it clean and clean off my car, that I was showing the Creator that I was grateful that He even gave me a car, even though it broke down and I've got had so much work to get done on it. But I was grateful that it got me back and forth and back and forth from Maryland through Virginia, through D.C. and Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and Raleigh, North Carolina, and Durham. I was grateful for that. It took me all the way to Winston Salem and back and forth to Baltimore, Maryland, several times. Gratefulness. Grateful for being able to go out and walk. I got a little bit overweight, oh boy. But I was grateful that I teamed up with some people, some beautiful people that I met, and I was able to lose that weight. So, you know, there's so many things to be grateful for. Just think about everything in your day. And instead of being mad about something, take a moment and say, wait a minute, what am I so angry about? Let me turn this around and show how thankful I am that I actually have a place to live. Maybe your place to live is a homeless shelter right now, but you're not out in the street. Maybe your place to live is someone's sofa. You have a room in someone else's house. At some time or another, you'd be surprised at how many people on the planet have had to alter where they wanted to live or their heart's desire or sacrifice until they were able to be in a better position. So we have to be thankful and have gratitude for where we are, when we are. And always, you know, always still have your dreams and your desires to get to the next place. But you only get there by being grateful for what you have. And then show responsibility. Show responsibility by taking care of the planet. That's a way of showing gratitude. Take care of the planet. Don't be the one throwing trash down. Don't throw that Eminem's wrapper down and then blame it on someone else. Don't throw your cigarette butts all over the place. As a matter of fact, consider stopping smoking, because what are you doing? You're polluting other people's air. We all breathe the same air, folks. We all breathe the same air. So whatever you put in the air, we all got to deal with it. So let's take some responsibility and think about, what am I putting in the air? Am I using an aerosol? Am I even knowledgeable of what's bad for the air? I have to look these things up myself sometimes. And wait a minute, should I be doing that? I was over someone's house and they were using Pam, and I was like, is that good? I thought that was a bad thing to have the aerosol sprays. So making yourself aware and then, you know, stopping that behavior that's not good. Being concerned about the water. We should all be concerned about the water in Michigan. Nobody in the country, in the world, should be drinking water like they're drinking in Flint, Michigan. Yeah, this place called the Third World Country, which is just another part of the world. They were all, this civilization existed probably before most of ours. You know, the United States is the youngest country, pretty much one of the youngest countries in the world. Being able to care about that. So whatever we do, just being concerned about how we do, what we do, and when we do what we do. Responsibility. Wherever you are, don't take the piece of paper and throw it out the window. I was riding with someone. I could not believe that they threw stuff out the window while they were eating. I said, whoa, hey, ooh. I said, please don't do that. They said, oh, no. That banana skin I just threw out the building, that's going to be biodegradable. Yeah, but on the way you threw out the window, it's going to hit the person's next windshield. Let's not do those things, no matter who you are. Sometimes we get to the point where we just think it's okay for us to do it. Gratitude, being grateful, being respectful of other people, of the planet, I'm going to throw this in. It's not one of the natural things. But those of you who are listening, I hope you're not driving and texting. That's another thing. You know, be mindful of other people. That's another way of showing God that you're grateful. You're grateful for the other human beings on the road. You don't want to run them over because you've got a text. Everybody listening to this here, I don't care how good a texter you are, stop doing it while you're driving. Give the phone a break. Give yourself a break. And give the other people around you a break. Let's keep it safe out there every day. As a matter of fact, I want to make that part of my show. One safety tip for everybody is stop texting while driving. As a matter of fact, watch it when you're walking across the street, too. Those of you pedestrians, I'm a pedestrian a lot of times. I'm running across the streets in Baltimore or D.C. or New York or down here in Rocky Mount, and I can't text while walking because I end up in the air. Somebody who's texting while driving will end up hitting me. So let's be courteous and be respectful and loving and grateful to each other, to the Creator. Okay, observe and enjoy. Get out and participate. Some people want to play it safe. They don't do anything. Get out and participate in life. For those of you who are aware, we have the New York show on Mondays by Miss Victoria Falk, A Passionate Travel. Get out. If you live in New York or New Jersey, if you live in North Carolina, call me up. We'll show you how to get in touch with Miss Victoria Falk so you can get out and see what the Creator has out there. Do you know that you could go to New York and see a different type of tree than you'll see in North Carolina? I've been living in Baltimore all my life. I've never seen a black squirrel. I said, wait a minute. Is that a squirrel? It was a black squirrel. All black. However, I did not know that there are red squirrels. Yes, over in Britain, there are red squirrels. You see what travel can do for you? Some of you say, well, I could look it up on YouTube. I'm telling you, that's like being there. So experiencing what God has for you is a way of showing gratitude because you go outside and you smell the roses and all the other flowers that are out there. Oh, my goodness, when I walk on the Tar River Trail, I smell the honeysuckle. Just take the time to smell the roses. Look at the birds. They have this beautiful violet bird, and I never see it fly in packs. I only see this bird by itself. I've only actually seen it with another bird, another violet-colored bird once. I have to look up and see what kind of bird that is. But down here in North Carolina, they have the beautiful bluebirds, blue jays, the red cardinals, and then they've got the robin's red breast. Oh, my, and the little yellow finches. I mean, take the time to look at it and relax with it. And there's nothing more funny than seeing the squirrels run up and down the tree. They freeze. They stop. Have you ever stopped to listen to a squirrel talk? Hey, I'm just saying, probably not, because you're too busy being busy, missing out on being able to be grateful to what the Creator has given you because you're so busy being busy doing what? You're missing out. Take a walk in the park. And if you want to know of some parks to go to, if the beautiful places, then listen to our Monday show and our Thursday show, where we talk about travel. It's all interconnected. It's all interconnected with being grateful and really living and enjoying the planet. And remember this, you only live once. You only live once. So, again, we want to thank all of our listeners for the home-based business platform, Home-Based Business 101. I am your host, Cynthia Jahi of Jasari's Law. And just to stay in touch with us, you may reach me at 252-406-0774. The Home-Based Business 101 platform will teach you how to save on your taxes, how to travel more, how to travel more passionately. We'll be able to get you in touch with Mrs. Victoria's Falk up in New York City so that you can really, really, really live life abundantly and enjoy, learn the arts of meditation, and just enjoy what you have access to, and that will open up the door for you to have access to so much more. Look for Blog Talk Radio at 9 o'clock morning, Eastern Standard Time, that's Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Home Base Fitness 101, and you will hear my other half, Baba Sitaru Jahi. He will be talking about seeds of greatness. And these are different types of seeds than what I've talked about today, seeds of greatness. Without any further ado, we say thank you and have a great, happy Dr. Martin Luther King birthday. Bye now.